Tasmanian rugby union season is still a few weeks away, but the Broughton Cup is an important pre-season event. It was held in Devonport recently and won by the Devonport Bulls as well, which is even better still. The president of the Devonport Bulls Rugby Club is Sam O'Keefe, who joins me now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. We probably need to explain to listeners what the Broughton Cup is all about. It's been around for a few years now, and it's I think, five or six teams from Tasmania compete in it, but there's also been a team from Queensland that have been coming down for a few years now.
Yeah, so the Broughton Cup's our annual pre-season 10s tournament that we host every year. It's named after one of our past players, Ray Broughton, who actually died playing on the field for the Bulls in 2002. In the same pre-season tournament, but it wasn't called the Broughton Cup then. So just to honour him, the club changed the name to the Broughton Cup, and the annual tournament we have, and this year we were lucky enough to have the Northern Beaches Mud Crabs from Cairns come down and play in it, which was a great result for the club.
Indeed, and you mentioned that it was a 10s tournament, so again, for people that don't understand what we're talking about there, 15 is the normal competition for rugby, and this is almost like a 2020 cricket type format that you have a smaller side with 10 players, and it's a bit faster as well.
Yeah, so it's 10 aside each team, and then 10-minute halves with a 2-minute break. So essentially, like you said, it is sort of the 2020 format of rugby union, although 7s probably takes that officially.
Yeah.
So it is a shortened format, and that just allows us to get a heap of games in the day, give a bit of a carnival atmosphere, and as it's a pre-season tournament, it's more about just getting clubs together and getting bodies, hitting bodies again before the season starts.
Now, I've heard whispers that because of it's been so successful, you're looking at possibly getting more interstate teams involved next year.
Yeah, so it's been a goal of the club. We've sort of had a 5-year plan, which was starting last season, but COVID happened and it ruined that goal for us. But we had the Mud Crabs coming down last year, and so the goal of the club over the next 5 years is to expand that pre-season tournament to an invitational tournament for mainland clubs. And I think for us, it not only boosts the profile of the Devonport Bulls, but it's also an opportunity for a good bit of tourism to come into Tassie and into Devonport. And the Mud Crabs booked out the Alamatta, so
all right.
You know, it's a good opportunity for Devonport as well. So yeah, as much as it is about boosting the competition, it's just a good opportunity to get clubs from other states down to see that Tassie is quite a competitive state when it comes to rugby.
Yeah, good for the Tasmanian Rugby Union, as you say, to let other states know about Tasmania. Now, the season doesn't actually start till May the 1st, so what do you do between the Broughton Cup and the start of the season? Do you still just have practice matches, or what have you got planned, Sam?
Yeah, so the way East has fallen, it's pushed the season back to May the 1st, which is all right. I guess it's the way it goes, but from here on, we'll the boys will have the week off. You know, we're in the Easter break now, and get back to it after Easter, and then it's just 3 weeks of preparation before we take on Harlequins in round one.
And Bernie are back in the competition this year in the first grade, which is fantastic. The Emus were there a few years ago, but they dropped back into second grade, but great to have another coastal side involved, I guess.
Yeah, it benefits, I think it benefits the whole of rugby in Tasmania from a travelling standpoint. It gives both Devonport and Burnie an opportunity to remain on the coast. We do a lot of travel to Hobart, so that's 2 weeks where we don't have to leave the northwest coast, which is really good. And that, the purpose of the Division 2 was to help clubs grow and develop, and that seems to be what's happened with Burnie, and they've had to make the step up and to Division 1 this year, but I guess that's off the back of hard work from their club to make sure they've got the numbers each year.
And when they were in Division 1 before, there was a great rivalry between Devonport and Burnie. I'm pretty sure that's going to resume fairly quick, isn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Although the players we've got are a bit younger than when that rivalry sort of started and ended, so it'll be interesting to see how our young players approach that game. But certainly a northwest rivalry is always a healthy thing in any sport, and Burnie and Devonport are no different when it comes to rugby,
I'm sure. Sam, also a big year for the club this year because you're entering a women's competition, a women's team into the competition this year. It's played as a rugby sevens game, so it's seven aside. Tell us a bit about that.
Excuse me. Yeah, we're looking forward to that opportunity and challenge. We decided at the end of last year that we would like to start our women's program again. We had one in 2017 and 2018, but it folded in 2019 just through lack of numbers. But we've been able to have a good push over this year, and although we've probably got a challenge over the next 2 years as far as developing the game and the sports we have to compete with, football and basketball and hockey, they're soccer, they're all quite developed sports on the northwest coast, and hubs are developed as well. So our challenge is that we're competing with those other sports. But I guess the beauty of rugby union is we really are, as it's sevens rugby, we really only need a team of 10. That's our target for this year, is to get 10 girls or 10 women signed up and playing, and we're not really results driven at this stage. It's more just about developing the female game and making sure that that females on the coast know that they've got a place to play rugby.
Yeah, a few years ago you wouldn't have had to worry about football taking players away from you, but women's football has really taken off, hasn't it? So I guess it makes it a little bit harder for you to recruit in some respects.
Yeah, and it does provide its challenges, and the NWFL have done a great job of getting women's footy up and driving that, and they do need such large numbers to compete. So I guess it's sort of double-edged sword for us in that we only need 10 players, but they're very hard to find because most of them are probably playing AFL at one of the clubs in the comp. But the challenge is there, and we've accepted it, and we've been doing a good job. We've been doing a good job with sponsorship and coaching, and the girls that we've got doing a good job of recruiting as well. So while 2021 might be a bit of a challenge in that area, I think that we know if we provide a good program, then the recruiting will run itself.
Well, you've got to crawl before you walk. Best of luck with that. The season you mentioned starts in May. When's the first home game for the Bulls?
First home game of the Bulls is the third week of May. So we've got two games on the road. I can't think of the exact date off the top of my head, but we play Harlequins in round one and then Launceston in round two. Before we come home against Glenorchy in that third week of May.
I've just called the calendar up in front of me in the computer here, and that'll be the 15th of May. So first and the 8th you're away, and home on the 15th. I hope you get a good crowd there for that, along as usual. Sam, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. Good luck with season 2021 for the Devonport Bulls.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me.